All right, we're gonna attempt this outside shooting. Hopefully it's not too windy. If it is, you wind some, you lose some. Oh. Hey guys, I'm mid-run because of obvious reasons, the subject matter of this video. I like running. I like it a lot. And I didn't always. I ran in track in high school because I lived in a small town, and I was bored, I guess. Just thought I was supposed to do sports. I didn't even necessarily like it. And then as I got older, occasionally I'd go out for like short runs because I felt like, ooh, I'm not getting a lot of exercise. I should probably move around a little. Just did it because I should. Didn't necessarily love it. And then I did this YouTube channel, which still exists, by the way, called The Good Stuff, in which the crew, my friends, said, hey, you should run a marathon. And I said, okay. And I didn't even know that a marathon, how long it was. I thought, this is how much I was into running. I thought a marathon was just an official race, a name for like an official race, not like a specific length, but like kind of long. I didn't know that it was 26.2 miles when I agreed to do it, but I agreed to do it, and I like a challenge, so I started training. That was, how many years ago? I don't know, 5? The video's up there of my marathon. It didn't go well, because when you train for a marathon, you're supposed to, well, some people go without training, and you can do that, but you're supposed to like get up to like 20 miles in your training, and I didn't, and because my knees started to kind of hurt when I got up to around 12 miles, and had a wedding, my own wedding, and a lot of distraction, and so I ended up, the training kind of fell on the wayside. Then I got back to it and I did the marathon, but after like mile 11 or 12, it got really, really rough. But through that process, that is when I started liking running. And I made a video, why do people like exercise, which talk about running a lot in that video on the main Wheezy Waiter channel. The Vlogbrothers are in that video. Jordan Shalhoub is in that video. And just trying to figure it out, because I don't 100% know why I like it so much, why I like running. Like, it is my favorite version of exercise. I think one reason, to me, it's just easy to do. That's why that's why it's my go-to all the time. I don't have to think about like reps or form. I guess you do have to have good enough running form, but that's not something I really have to think about too much. And just get good shoes and, you know, be clothed. Otherwise, that's illegal to run around naked in most places. And just get out there and run forward for a while. And that's one reason, like, I latch onto it more quickly than other exercise. So I just know what to do. But through the process of doing it, many, many things about it start to emerge as good. I know a lot of people fail to see why it's good. A lot of people hate running, and I don't blame you. When I first started doing the marathon training, boy, was that hard. The first day, I think I did 3 miles. I hadn't ran 3 miles all at once in over a decade, and maybe very few times ever. And it was tough. I felt it in my chest. Like, mostly it was my chest and my breathing. Less so the leg muscles at first. But eventually, it probably took about 5 weeks of training for the marathon where it started to get easy. Like running 5 miles was something that I craved, that I enjoy. And there are several reasons for it. One is it's a time to myself. It's a time where I can't think about anything else. This is something John Green said in the running video I made a couple years ago, or exercise video, but it's worth revisiting. It's because throughout the day, there are several tasks to do, several things that add stress. I gotta get this done, I gotta get that done. And if I'm sitting in my office or at home in general, just trying to think of what the work I have to do, or trying to zone out, there's too many distractions and too many options. Like if I'm sitting there doing nothing, you're like, well, I'm doing nothing right now. I should work on this. I should work on that. Or household stuff. But when I'm out running, I can only run. That's what I'm doing. I have to run forward. I suppose I could run backward, but it's quiet. Sometimes I'm listening to a podcast or an audiobook or music. Actually, music sometimes actually makes me run faster, more easily, I think. Gives me more stamina for some reason. But do you like running?
Some days.
Yeah. you get to see your neighbors. You get to see people. But it's nice and quiet. I think about, I just have more focus. Sometimes my brain just goes nowhere. But it's, while the running's happening, it to me is like the least stressful time of my day. Mentally, physically, obviously, not as much. But listen. Birds, wind, footsteps. I mean, if you're running in a busy street, it's not so great, but isn't this nice? I think I hear a woodpecker. Yeah. When you're running, it's not quite as quiet. You're hearing the wind on your ears, and the footsteps get louder. It's a little more chaotic, but walking's also very nice. I made a Weezy News video about walking. I think I said it, the title of that one is like the easiest exercise you can do or something. And it's very beneficial. Walking on a regular basis, it's an easier sell, I think. Tell someone to go for a walk occasionally rather than go for a run. But I still like running more. Now, there's a lot of things about running that's a problem. Like, it can hurt your feet, you can hurt your knees. It can increase your cortisol. Apparently, it can increase your anxiety. But I think that really becomes a problem when you're going on longer runs. For a while there, I was going on like 4 or 5 mile runs a day. Now, after winter and after running on a treadmill, I don't like running on a treadmill, but I was doing it through the winter. I'm back down to like 3 a day right now, but I'll probably get it back up there. And I might train for a marathon, and then I'll get up to much longer runs. But when you do that, apparently you're on the danger of increasing your anxiety from your cortisol. But I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. And I think I do notice that occasionally if I overdo it, not feeling so great. But usually, when I feel crappy and I go for a run and I come back, I feel better. It's hard to explain how I feel better. I think it's less anxiety, less stress. Sometimes if I'm feeling down, sometimes occasionally, even these days, I can feel down about the world, about what I'm working on. Like sometimes the things I'm working on, I'm not as excited about. A few days ago, Let's take a break first for a second and talk about the sponsor, Tiege Hanley. Speaking of something that I didn't used to like, but I like now, moisturizing my face. Thank you, Tiege Hanley. I use their AM/PM moisturizer. I use the Super Serum. When you have an older man face like myself, smooth it over a little. And then you got your eye cream scrub, which you use occasionally, and it tingles and it feels pretty good. I didn't care about stuff like dry skin, looking and being healthy in my 20s and early 30s. And now I do, and I use this and it works. I notice the difference. I know it feels nice. They send you instructions with the package. You can order different systems and you get free US standard shipping, and you can say what kind of frequency you wanted. You can switch between systems. You can cancel anytime. They also send to most other countries. If you order directly from them, you get 25% off the retail price. And because they're sponsoring this video, they will give you a free DOP/toiletry bag with your first box. So you can take your teas and you can put it in your DOP bag or your various knickknacks, maybe even your paddy wax, if you're on your way to a paddy whack party. I don't know what that is, but hey, you'll have a bag to put them in. So just click the link below, subscribe now for just $25 so you can make sure your skin is nice and healthy after your intense running that I assume I will successfully convince all of you to do. Probably not. That's okay. Moving on. Anywho, as I was saying a few days ago, I edited the Why Do People Like Winter video on the main channel that just came out, and I was spending all day, a couple days, it was a lot of editing, it was a lot of sitting around inside, and afterwards I felt pretty crappy, like low energy, kind of just unexcited about the video. I didn't want to think about the video at all. I didn't even... Like, it's not a good place to be when you work on a thing for so long and then you just lose all excitement. And then I realized I hadn't been running. I even hadn't been running a few days leading up to doing that video. And then I ran and just felt better. It's hard to define what it is. It's like just content. Just when... I can get in these moods where just things just bother me. Like, there's a squirrel right there. Like, if I was in one of those moods, I'd be like, ugh, squirrely, you dumb squirrel. I hate the way you jump. I don't know if I would be upset about a squirrel. But it's just an undefinable mood of discontentment. And then when I run, I feel better. And now I don't know if, because I'm addicted to running, if... It's just that I need the running now because I'm used to running, or like before I started ever running, if I just never got discontent. That's not true though. I don't think it's true. The feeling of contentment after a run, one of the best feelings. It's so nice to just feel comfortable no matter what is happening around you. Any of you dads out there know that you can get annoyed with your kids, what they're doing sometimes. After a run, I don't know, I just feel like everything bounces off me. Not literally, like I'm not gonna bounce my kid off me, that's dangerous. But you know, like, you know what I mean? You know, pretty water. Another thing, you get to explore your city. You get to explore your neighborhood. You get to see parts of your town that you didn't even know existed. Or if you're traveling, like I remember Trina and I went to New York once and I ran around Prospect Park. Was it Prospect Park? I think that's the park I ran around. And I went down different pathways, saw things that I never would have seen. And just really liked that park. And I still think about it to this day occasionally. Like, I want to go back there just so I can run in that park. Walks do the same thing. You don't go quite as far, probably, unless you're going on a really long walk. But, I'm not saying anything against walking. I just, the feeling of contentment I have and the feeling of also a great feeling is when some days it's still hard to run. Some days it still feels like I have to push myself. And I just know in my head that it's going to feel better later. But some days the running itself feels awesome. Just feel like, oh man, my legs are just moving, and sturdy, strong. I don't know. I just feel like I can handle anything, and I'm just using my muscles to their full potential, and it just feels good. Hey, there's someone running up there right now. Some people biking. It's one of the, I like biking, but they're going up a hill right now, and that's like one of the worst times when you're biking. It's also not so great when you're running, I guess. But it seems worse. See, look at, yeah, you gotta go up that hill right there. That can be tough sometimes. But just feeling like I'm like mid-run, that's one of the greatest feelings too. Just like when you're mid-run and it feels good. It's like, this is all hard to define, but it's an experience you don't normally get. You can't get unless you do it. And then it's nice to never feel winded when you've run for a while, when you do it often and you get used to it. You start to be able to feel like, you know, you can do, if anyone's up for something, you're always going to be up for, like, hey, you want to go hike up that hill? Okay. You want to go, I mean, this past year I haven't done anything with other people, but you want to go shoot hoops? You want to go, these are things I haven't done in a while, but like, I just feel like I'm up for anything. And what will keep me from doing it is not the physical exhaustion. If I don't want to do something, it'll be for mental reasons. It's like, ah, that sounds boring. And running on a regular basis keeps you ready for that kind of thing. Especially this past year, it keeps you focused on something outside of just, you know, stagnation, doing nothing, sitting around the house, depression. Even if it's only subtly, I think it helps with depression. Yeah, I like running, okay? I just like it, all right? I think you get that. I think you get the point. I feel like there's more things I want to say about it, but I don't know. I think I'm in a post-run contentment right now where I don't feel like I need to say anything. I feel like I've accomplished my thing. I guess that's another thing. It just gives you a sense of accomplishment. If you run earlier in the day and it's like you sit around afterwards, you want to eat something. You want to eat something bad for you? Or just eat a lot of things? You can be like, it's cool. I ran. Although that can be dangerous and you can still overdo it, and I advise you to be careful. But it is a nice peace of mind knowing that, like, well, I ran today, so like sitting around all day the rest of the day isn't as bad as it could have been. Again, don't necessarily recommend that behavior, but we also, wish we had better sidewalk walks in this neighborhood. I'm walking in the bike lane right now. Anyway, there's a lot of reasons people say that running, just like technically, like medically, like why it's good for you. The various things it does for your body, extends your life, possibly. Those are the reasons to run that I try to avoid talking about, because it's just not going to necessarily convince you. there are some people out there that that would be enough, but I think you have to try to enjoy, to find ways to, and reasons to enjoy something other than just theoretically it's good for you. I find that most people aren't going to just do something because theoretically that's what they're supposed to do. If you want to start running, or if this video has convinced you a little bit at all, well, I'll just let you know that make sure you get the right shoes. I made that mistake when I first, in my early 30s, when I would run occasionally. There was a phase there where I was running more often. It destroyed my feet because I was using old shoes. Make sure you have good shoes. And if your running is getting longer, maybe get proper like shirt that isn't too loose, the right material to avoid nipple chafing. That's a real thing. And I don't stretch a whole lot. I do a warm up walk before I run. I try to. I do stretch more now that I'm actually doing workouts outside of running. I do recommend doing some workouts outside of running. Although, don't let that stop you if you don't want to do that. But because I feel like working the muscles around your knees will help avoid knee pain, because running can destroy your knees after a while. That's a problem. That's why you gotta get good shoes. Make sure you're taking care of those muscles. But again, don't let that stop you. I mean, well, my general philosophy, and this probably isn't the right, I'm not a doctor, never considered myself a fitness expert, although I'm learning more and more all the time. I kind of just jump into things, try things, and mitigate the consequences as they happen. And generally, I'm cautious enough to avoid any permanent problems. But yeah, I started running for a while and my iliotibial band started hurting. I learned what that was. I learned some stretches to try to avoid it, or wear a knee brace and all this stuff. And hardly anything worked very much, aside from rest and not running so long, because that was when I was training for the marathon. And but now I think the working out is really helping. Working out the knees, the leg muscles in other ways besides running is helping. I'm also not running quite as long. I also don't care about that much about my time. It's not a race for me. It's not a competition for me, other than finding the enjoyment out of it. Because if you start caring about the competition aspect of it, you're going to be discouraged right away, big time, because you're not going to be that good when you start. That goes with anything you do. Try to find the enjoyment in it. Try to find a reason why it benefits you outside of I'm the best at it, or it's good for my health. That's about it. Thanks for watching. I do these kind of videos every Monday, and you can support me on Patreon if you'd like, or not. And happy Monday. I'm gonna start running some more again. I only ran 2 miles before I started this video. I'm gonna start now, and then I'll stop the video. So it'll be like I never stopped. Once I start running, I'll leave you thinking that I am still running until next time you see me on YouTube. Okay, bye. Oh yeah, also check out my Why Do People Like Winter video, which just came up on Friday on the main channel. Okay, time for my forever run.